Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Friday, the 18th of March. I survived St. Paddy's Day, 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What else? Let me see. Oh, phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can hop into the chat room the very same way. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Do we have weather?
We do.
I mean, do I have to ask?
Well, you know, sometimes you
National
like
Day.
Sloppy Joe.
Oh, okay. I'm just telling everybody right now, my mom made the best sloppy. You know what? I haven't even tasted Sloppy Joe since, my gosh, it's got to be 40 years.
Yeah, I don't think I've had one since I was a kid.
Oh, but Mom's was, oh, they were just great. You felt bad because you wanted to eat more of them. But then your little sister was going, can I have some, please? No. No. I'm having it all. Anyway.
All right. It's currently 43 degrees today. It's going to be partly sunny. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. High of 73, low of 48. Tomorrow, showers, and then mostly clear tomorrow night. The high of 59, a low of 38. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 68, a low of 44. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 78, a low of 54.
Let's go back till tomorrow. What did you say about tomorrow?
I said tomorrow, it says showers, and then it says slight chance of showers for tomorrow night, then mostly clear.
Okay, so it'll just shower all
morning.
Morning.
Just right when you're hunting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure. I just keep looking for that little change that says, oh, it's not going to rain till like 1. No. It's going to start tonight and keep going. All right, keep going.
Anyways, then unfortunately, Tuesday, high of 87.
Boo. 87?
Wednesday, 88.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. March, I had such high hopes for you. Okay, hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Shasta Gas Propane, they have nothing to do with the weather. They just want you to know about it. A veteran-owned business, a great business out of Anderson, California. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers like warm friends, and it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. 365-3793. Okay, so if it's Friday, it's in the morning, it's got to be Katrina.
Good morning.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
I asked you
good
that.
Good job.
Yeah. And you brought with you Joey.
I have Joey the Pity with me today, and he Joey is the Pity. Cute.
He is.
Yeah.
He is brown and white. But he's not like, he's not a, what do you call those? He's not a full color. I mean, he's brown and white like a pinto horse.
Yeah, or like a cow or something.
Yeah, he's like, he looks like that. And friendly. And does, he has a big head. And all he wants to do is lick your fingers. So there.
That's so Joey for you.
Tell us about Joey.
Yeah, he's about 2 years old, so he has a lot of youthful energy. And one of his favorite things in the entire world is chasing tennis balls.
Oh, you know what? He could hold 3 tennis balls in his mouth. I can tell you right now, that dog could hold 3. Joey, you want to get up on the table with us here? No, of course, you don't want to do that when we ask you to do something. You just sit down there happy because Joey is out of... He's out of Haven Humane. He's out for a walk, and he needs to be adopted. By the way.
He's being goofy.
Yeah, okay. We got him started. The pup from last week that Jim brought on wasn't that a shepherd? No. What was that? I thought it was a pure shepherd. Wasn't it?
I thought you said it was a lab. And
lab,
then,
that's
and
what it
then
was.
You said afterwards.
Well, after
that you
I looked
it was
at it,
pity.
Yeah. After I looked at it, I said, "Yeah, I might have a little pity in it," but it looked so much just like a lab, and she got adopted.
She did.
She got adopted. That's great. Well, now, we'd like to see Joey get adopted, too.
Yes, we would, because he's actually 2 days away from his 100th day in the shelter.
Aww. So he's just a stray.
Yep, he came to us as a stray, but he's an awesome dog. Like, he gets along with everyone. He's met a lot of kids of varying ages, and he's done great with them. And he's also done really good with the dogs that he's met as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, he is exuberant. He's got a big smile on his face. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, he has a great smile.
He has this huge smile on his face, and this is the type of dog that can hold 3 tennis balls in its mouth and walk around. And you may not even notice one or two, but the third one you probably would. But he's the kind that you would take out on the on our annual thing tomorrow.
Doggy Dash.
Doggy Dash. There you go. Thank you. It was a late night. Doggy Dash. And he'd be good out there on a Doggy Dash.
Oh, he'd love it. He's a very active dog. I think he would have a really good time.
If you've got kids and you got a backyard, this would be a good I'm laughing because I'm hearing these noises, and I can't see him.
He's a loud chewer.
He's chewing on something. Oh, you gave him a treat.
Yeah.
That's what was going on. I thought he's eating through his leash. No, he's having a little treat right now. No, this is a great dog. You know what? Damn.
I know. You want to take them all home, don't
I
you?
I do. I really do. I would take them all home, and I become like that lady that in Mexico. In Tijuana, that she started saving dogs in Tijuana, American lady, and she built a compound for these dogs. And on all 4 corners of the compound, and it's large, were like a guard post. I mean, built up like that. There must have been 200 dogs in this place, broken into different groups.
Wow.
But they all seemed to get along, and she made sure that they were, you know, fixed and all this. But she had a large, you know, she'd go across the border, and all these big places would just give her tons of food.
Wow.
Like that. And, gosh, I was introduced to it by a person I'd met, and I thought, what a great thing. But, see, you're right. I would do something like that. I'd have, you know, Joey's and what was the other one? Pig, not one pig, it was, you had one.
Puppy.
Huh? Puppy.
Wasn't one just called Puppy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that
puppy
last week?
I don't know. And then you had, you've just had so many neat dogs come through here. I just hope they get adopted, because this one here needs kids.
He does.
He needs kids. He needs 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 10-year-olds. He wants to sleep with them.
Yes,
I can
does
just tell.
Right. He's definitely a cuddly guy.
He's a cuddly guy, and he'll protect your house and by barking, maybe. I haven't heard him make any noise except when he's eating, but I'm sure he does. Okay, last things you need to tell me.
Yeah, so we brought it up a little bit, but Doggy Dash is tomorrow. If you're wanting to participate, you can still register up until the time of the event, which is at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah, get there early.
Yeah, and if you register, it's $25 for the 5K and $40 for the 10K. And
these are measured courses, so if you're into that kind of thing where, you know, you're getting points or whatever, that, you know, this is one of those. Otherwise, you can just walk the 5K with your pup.
That's right.
There he is. Hi, buddy.
Saying hello.
Okay, if you remember the old Little Rascals, and that dog they had.
Oh,
remember
yeah
that? That spot around his eye looks just like that dog on the Little Rascals. That's what this dog looks like.
He does.
And he weighs about, I'd say, it's hard to tell with him because he's kind of muscular.
He's 50 pounds.
50 pounds.
So very mid-sized.
Yeah, he's mid-sized, but he is just a good dog. So somebody come down and get Joey. I have a special place in my heart because that's my nephew's name. They even look alike.
Oh.
They look alike. Right now he's playing. Okay, enough of this frivolity. Look at the picture in our chat room and give Haven Humane a call and then get him today and then take him out on the on the doggy dash tomorrow. Is he good on a leash?
He's pretty good. He's not like a big puller. He can sometimes, but for the most part, I'd say he walks pretty easy.
Yeah, and now he just wants to play.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much, hon.
Of course.
For being with us and doing for what you all do for our community at Haven Humane.
Of course. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. Hey, you can fly. Did you know you can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines? And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Yeah, from Seattle. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. That's Alaska Airlines. And just imagine this summer when it's really hot, pop on up there, walk around in Seattle, take a little trip into the Northwest. It's going to be beautiful there. Alaska Airlines. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Shasta Cruising is gearing up for the car show season and will be hosting Shasta Show and Shines from April 16th through the 23rd. Sign up online today for your Shasta Show and Shine 2022 Pit Pass, then check in at each event for your chance to win great prizes. Don't miss the R&R Auto Truck Repair Show and Shine and Poker Run and the Timberlord's Cool Axe Show and Shine April 22nd. Check out the full schedule of events at www.shastacruising.com.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shines, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Redding Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-2000. 5075. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Does this have music? Does this have words in this? Or is this just like,
You got some really odd, I swear, you like some songs that I just like, really? And then, is Jethro Tull, Cross-Eyed Mary.
Is there words to that?
There might have been.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're on from 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Yeah, Doug Tooley, Redding's dish premier local retailer for our area, doing the best job you can possibly find. Best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Give them a call at 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number because it does no good, because once they get your money, they don't care. Doug Tooley cares about you. He's got all types of great deals down there, so give him a call at 241-3474. B&T Satellite. Now, the city council. Oh, wait a minute. Let me correct something from yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about how the Board of Supervisors said they wanted to spend the $35 million in federal pandemic recovery funds. And Patrick Jones wants to spend it all on a jail. And Les Ball wants it on a jail and a couple other things. And then other things they want to spend it on is broadband and that. But Jones is for that. And I said, here's my question. I thought we weren't going to take that money because it had strings to it. So I called Patrick yesterday after I looked at it. And there's two pots of money. There's ARPA money, which is what he's talking about. Then there's the CARES Act money. That's the one that has the strings attached. So he said, I'm still concerned about what kind of strings you have on that. But the ARPA has no strings. And that's, he says, and even though it says you go and spend X million of dollars for, like a jail, he said there may be ways that they can get more out of that. So, and by the way, Patrick's going to be on, on a week from next Tuesday, last Tuesday of the month. He'll be on at 8 o'clock in the morning with us. So, let's go to city council. I wonder why the city council does some things. So, Jake Mangus, who of course is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, went in because of the CARES money. It's the ARPA money. Shasta County is getting $35 million, while Reading is going to get $17.6 million in ARPA funds. They decided to spend the ARPA funds on infrastructure, parks, youth programs, for police officers, and nonprofit assistance. And the using the money to help businesses didn't get much attention at the supervisors' meeting. And Jake was trying to, he said, he wondered why there's a disconnect. This is what Jake said. This is a quote. Why there is a disconnect between the reality of what is happening in the business community and the perception of our elected officials. Mangus puts out into the Chamber of Commerce these surveys all the time. And I answer those surveys all the time. And it's to say, how are you affected? What do you think is going to happen in the next 12 months, 6 months, a number of questions like that. A recent survey from the chamber showed that 25% of respondents still said they needed help, and most of the businesses that answered yes were in the nonprofit, entertainment, restaurant, retail, and services sector, he said. He also placed some blame on himself. He said it was a mistake not to bring some local businesses to the meetings to make the case for financial help. How do we do better next time to show elected officials there's a need right now in the business community? So what they're going to spend this money on is parks, nonprofits, more police officers. Well, we're at the level right now that we highest level we've been with the new hires. We just decided to do the 40,000, bonus. Okay, I understand that. The chamber last year used $4 million in coronavirus aid relief and that CARES Act money from the county to give grants to 500 businesses. And the city council says, well, they don't need it. He didn't request a specific amount of money, but he told that since the city has given $700,000 to nonprofits, at least the same amount to businesses would have been fair. Mayor said that, reminded the public that the city also provided financial assistance with utility bills, deferred hotel tax money, and channeled nearly $3 million to work in local contractors for energy-efficient retrofits. And, yeah, so there's one sector because of the money they vectored into that. Okay, thank you. The city has been very sensitive to businesses, small and large. No, you haven't. There's this money coming in, and $700,000 in nonprofits. $700,000 to some businesses in this town will make a difference. And, of course, Schrader didn't return a phone message, neither did Erin Reznor. And she's a business owner. She had Dutch Bros. Or she has Dutch Bros. And with several of those around here. So my question is, what would have taken, I don't know, Julie Winter said, when I look at the issues for businesses that are struggling today, I don't know if the money would, if we were to pull it the way we've already determined it's been designated for, I don't know if it significantly affect the supply chain, that blah, 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 blah. She doesn't own a business. She doesn't write checks to her employees. Who else is on there? Mike DeQuisto, Mark Benster, both of them. Mike is a business owner. Mark was an employee. And by the way, you give Mark a call about anything, and he's going to call you back. I mean, I can't. That, to me, is the epitome of a public servant. You've got to call. And they'll call you back on it. And I've had people tell me that. And I call, every time I call Mark, I get a phone call back. I get a phone call back from, Mike. Julie Winter has been writing back and forth with me about the homeless problem and ideas they're trying to do with all that. And I really appreciate that from, Julie. Erin, I don't know. And this is probably my fault. I need to reach out to Kristen and ask Kristen why not $1 was set aside for businesses in this town who are paying taxes that fall under this thing where they've lost 15% over the last 2-3 years. Small business, it's tough for people to do that. And why, when this money came in, that the city thinks it's more important to build a park than it is to help businesses that have people working for them that would go to the park. And this is the same city council that gave raises up to 40% for their employees. Did I give you a 40% raise, Jared?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't believe so. And with the state putting in, you will pay people this much and this much and this much, and then with the tax situation and now with the gas going up like this, the city council didn't take any of that into account. Let's spend the money on parks. Let's give it to nonprofits. Let's do these things. And let's, you know what, let's hire more police. Okay, well, you know, you're not going to hear me argue about that. But this is $17 million, and they couldn't find a $500,000 or $700,000 at least to help those businesses that need it the most? Where is your care? Where is the care for the businesses that make this city? The small businesses that are scraping along because hopefully this year, you know, that, you know, things will change enough. You know, for one thing, the Colt 45s are coming back. There's other things happening. But what about the cost of supply? What about the things that have gone up to all these businesses? And the city has $17 million they could help businesses out in this city. And just to let you know, I wouldn't ask for any of that money if it came through. You know, we have weathered the storm. We have pushed on stronger than before. Our team is tighter. So it's not about me. It's about those other businesses that are struggling. And our city council can't find $700,000 or $1 million to help businesses that are truly struggling still right here in the city of Reading. Pay your taxes. Oh, if you don't pay that business tax, if you don't pay that business license, we're going to send you nasty letters and blah, 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 blah. The 40% raises for some employees. You know, this is just ridiculous. I think that I'm going to offer who? What? No, not yet. I'm not finished yet.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Jared's reminding me we have to take a break. Don't interrupt my flow here. The city could have found money out of that $17 million to help those businesses. What if it's 25, 30, 40? 40 businesses that getting, you know, 40 businesses getting, you know, $3,000, $4,000 to help them catch up, help pay those electric bills. And how about the rising fuel cost of just getting things delivered? I'm absolutely disappointed in the city council. They couldn't have found out of $17 million that it's more important to put a park in. Okay, infrastructure. We need help with infrastructure, but we've also, from what I understand, we're running a surplus in our city budget, that they couldn't have found some money for the businesses in this town. Remember this, my friends. Remember this, because there's elections coming up. This portion of the show is brought to you by a small business in town, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about the ins and outs of proper windshield repair than Jeff Wurst. It's a better-known business. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He does not take chances with your family safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He fixed a 12-inch crack or an 8-inch crack in my wind. I don't know, 8 or 12 inches. It's, you know why I don't know? He did it in 2007. And I can't see it, so I'm not sure how big that crack is, but you can't see it now. And that was in 2007. He fixed it. Yeah, he guarantees it for life. For a free inspection and analysis, give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. He's more than happy to come out and take a look at the problem you've got, and he'll get that windshield fixed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House. Pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bob. Linda would be here, except she's on her way to Sacramento. It's a big thing going on down in Sac with her parents and a couple other things. This portion of the show brought to you by a state grant at Mike Huber. He did the work on our kitchen. It was just truly outstanding. That's why I can recommend him so highly. He's been doing this for a long time. He is he's an artist when it comes to working with granite, slate, marble, any of these. He can help you redesign that kitchen for the be the one that you want, or a bathroom or other areas in your house. That's Mike Huber. He works by appointment only, and so to set up a free consultation, just give him a call at 241-STONE. Or learn more at estategranite.com. It's a better-known business, and he's one of the good guys. Hey, on the phone is with me is Linda Davis. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Oh, hey, I am just running at the cyclic rate today, and you're here from, and I have written down here the organization, but I can't read it.
Balance.
I'm sorry?
Balance.
Balance, of course. Okay. Let's talk about balance, what it is, and what it can do.
Sure. So thanks again for having us, Carl. Balance is basically a nonprofit organization. We provide financial and housing counseling services for people that are looking to achieve, you know, financial independence, which may also include homeownership or struggling with homeownership. So I think, you know, when we talk about the people that we serve, it's really all across California. We've been serving clients since 1969, so we've been doing it for a while now.
Yes, you have, and you're a nonprofit, and
correct,
and part of that, and you're working to raise awareness for financial counseling services to North State residents. I think that are people having a worse times now since COVID?
They are, unfortunately. I think, you know, we have folks across the state that are struggling probably from loss of income. We've seen, you know, reduction of income, but most importantly, we've seen a severe loss of income. There were a lot of programs out there to help, but people are still struggling. So there are rental assistance programs out there. There are also mortgage relief programs, which is one of the things Balance receives funding from the state of California to be able to provide these services for free. So we're really trying to help people navigate whatever their situation may be. We see a lot of folks that are struggling with default. I think that the worst is when we see seniors that are really having to try to decide between medication or, you know, with the rising price of gas, how do they get around if they are mobile? It's really unfortunate. But our counselors have extensive experience. They're all certified. They can help people, you know, whether it's on the happy end of hoping to purchase a home, they can help them navigate that process, help them understand what they can afford, help them understand what the loan process looks like, right, as they're looking to find a realtor and engage with a lender, help them understand the pros and the cons and what they should avoid. On the rental side, you know, we help people that are struggling with their rent, so we don't directly provide financial assistance, but we can connect them with programs that help them and also help them complete some of those applications. And on the foreclosure side, like I said, you know, we do see a number of people that have been impacted by COVID, or what's worse, they were able to recover from the impact of COVID, but then now they're struggling with the price of gas. And so it's kind of like, I need to get to work, but how do I do that when I'm trying to leverage all my other expenses? So the counselors can help them navigate through budgets and help them understand, you know, just the financial analysis, what makes sense based on their situation today, connect them with some of those local and national resources,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, help them with next steps and create a solid plan to move forward.
Yeah, you offer certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance and student loans. But you also offer financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Can you talk? Is that somewhat different?
Yes. It's, you know, I think what's really important, our CEO is actually a veteran himself, and so it's something near and dear to our heart. You know, we try to work with different organizations specifically to serve that community. It's really about understanding their situation. It, you know, they've been impacted by different things than our regular resident, someone like me. I'm a daughter of a vet, but I myself have not served. And so just helping them understand what resources are available and meeting them where they are. We provide our counseling free of cost, and so it's done by telephone, so you can do it from the comfort of your home. You don't have to worry about the cost of gas to travel someplace. There are housing counseling agencies across the state that can provide similar services. Balance actually, you know, we provide rec services ourselves, and then we have a network of agencies, 24 agencies across the state that provide services as well. And then in terms of fire victims, one of the things that we've seen in particular, Balance in the past actually set up a hotline for folks that had been impacted by fires. And I know that's something that, you know, obviously is a huge impact for folks in your area. It's really about helping them navigate this process, because not only have you been subjected to the trauma of this type of event, but trying to deal with insurance and knowing what you need to do, we really try to focus on proactive, so helping you prepare before something like that happens, so making sure you have a plan and you understand your insurance policies, the types of coverage that would protect you and your home and things of that nature, but also, you know, after the fact and helping folks navigate this. HUD usually will do some response teams, and so Balance tries to be involved in those types of resources as well, to be, you know, boots on the ground, or if we do it virtually, which in many cases, especially with everything that happened with COVID, we do a lot of it just simply by the phone now.
Wow. Yeah, that's a whole lot of stuff that you guys do. for free. So, you know, do you have places in town, or how does this work?
Yeah, so if folks are obviously, you know, facing any type of challenges, whether it's related to the house in particular, which is my area of focus, obviously we do budget and financial counseling as well, I would encourage them to call 1-800-777-7526. We have pretty flexible hours, so we're obviously open Monday through Friday. You know, you can reach us 7:30 to 5 p.m. We have a couple of late nights that will work until 6 o'clock on Monday through Thursday. And then Saturday, we'll also have educational webinars available for people. You know, we'll rotate the topics. We always have a constant pre-purchase education workshop that we offer that helps people understand that home buying process. And then we bring in experts like realtors and lenders to help them understand as well and hear directly from some of those subject matter experts. If people want to email, I think another way to reach us is by emailing housingsupport@balancepro.org. And that's housing, the word housing, support, and then it's at balance, just like the word of trying to find balance in our lives,
yeah.
pro.org.
Well, this is a whole lot of information you just threw out here. Now we are playing a spot on the on our station, talking about this. Mm-hmm. And this is a nonprofit. It doesn't cost anything to the people that are using it. And if you need help, on counseling, because just like Linda said, that the problem is that one, COVID, it hit a lot of businesses. It hit a lot of people. And so as people are starting to recover from that, the price of gas has gone up. And the price of gas going up has a direct impact on, just like you said, can, you know, do I buy this or do I, you know, put, fill my car up with gas, you know, spend $100 doing that, if you're lucky. Just trying to keep everything in balance for a family when one thing after another happens. Sometimes you need an independent, somebody that isn't, and I hate to say it like this, but it isn't intimately related with the family, that can look at the facts and the figures and come out with a plan that can help you, looking at your assets, looking at where you have to be, and can help you get through this. And this is what the people at Balance can do. Did I catch that about right?
You hit the nail on the head, Carl. I think it's sometimes, you know, people don't like to talk about money. It's one of those taboo subjects,
yeah.
Right? And I think that really having that independent person, like you mentioned, that's maybe not related to you, that can really look at it from a neutral perspective. For
objectively.
Balance and for our counselors, I'm sorry?
Objectively,
exactly. They, you know, we, in terms of when you think about the other people that are involved in, say, a home buying process, right, or even a delinquency on a mortgage, they have skin in the game, right? Like, it's, if you close on the loan, there may be, you know, they get commission, or if you're delinquent on your mortgage, you know, looking at the impact that would have on foreclosure. For our counselors, that doesn't apply because there is no commission whether you decide or not. I think for us, you know, it's about really empowering people and giving them the tools so that they can make an informed decision. It's sometimes, you know, really difficult to navigate some of these with legalese, and, you know, you can be speaking plain English, but it doesn't make any sense. And so just really trying to understand
uh-huh.
what my rights and responsibilities are and what's available to me, it can be really daunting for some people. And so our seniors in particular, I think, you know, unfortunately, when things like COVID hit, and even now with, you know, the cost of everything pretty much going up, not just gas, right, we have a lot of scammers that come out, people that sound so amazing and it's great and, you know, they make a great pitch. And so we find that more often than not, in particular, our senior populations are impacted by this. And, you know, it sounds great. I think what breaks my heart the most is I oftentimes will work with families that have been victim to scams. But what's even worse is they continue to share that person's information with somebody else. And so then all of a sudden I see, you know, the whole other extended family, which includes friends as well, that they shared this information with. And it's because it's the only person they knew. So that's why it's really important for us to get, you know, our name out there, help people understand their resources like Balance out there. We're a neutral third party. You know, there are other organizations out there that are HUD-approved housing counseling agencies like us that are providing the services. And so just making sure you're reaching out, that the person you're working with is an actual legitimate business. You know, these folks make themselves sound really good. And there's nothing worse than we have someone who took all the money they had in savings and paid this person thinking that they would be able to assist them with getting mortgage relief or something to that extent, when in reality, mortgage relief assistance, it's free. You don't have to pay someone to get the assistance and to help you navigate the application and understanding the process. But, you know, they make a great pitch, and so people unfortunately fall for it. We really want to make sure that people understand there are reputable businesses out there that can provide this service. They're trained. They have an established history. You know, they're in California, and we have experience doing this, and we can help people.
Okay. I'm with Linda Davis from North State Relief, and if you want help, if you're running into these problems, it's real easy to get free counseling from professionals, and the professionals at Balance Pro. And you get to that by going to balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-7526. It's 800-777-PLAN, P-L-A-N. We'll get you to one of them. Linda, thanks so much for being with us this morning, and thanks for the service that you guys are providing. And by the way, it's free. The service is free. You're not going to have to pay for it, and they're going to help you.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. We're going to take a break. We ran over, but I wanted to get all that information in at one time without a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only hospital in the area with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean to you? It means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. One of just the many things that make Shasta Regional Medical Center the number one hospital in this area. Remember, healing starts here, and it's your health, it's your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd, at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, we've got like 4 minutes left before we hit the break because I went over on that last one. Ukraine, Putin has come out with his another little list of demands when he talked to the president of Turkey. He just wants little things. He wants to ensure that that Ukraine never joins NATO. He wants them to disarm. He wants Ukraine to disarm because that would mitigate threats from Russia. I'm not sure if Ukraine was ever planning on invading Russia, but like Russia invaded them. But if you just get rid of all your weapon systems, we'll live in peaceful coexistence with you, right? These reported demands are there for the denazification of Ukraine. He wants Russian to be spoke there, so that people aren't going to be forced to speak Ukrainian, I guess. Nothing has really changed. You know, he wants them to change their constitution. He wants them to give up territory in the east and formally recognize the Crimea, which Russia illegally annexed in 2014. So it's still going on there. It looks like he's is going to make a siege of Kyiv. And so far, the world hasn't been able to stop him. They've been putting sanctions on him. There's talks of somebody introduced the idea of a Berlin airlift type of program where they're bringing in weapon systems, ammo, things to let Ukrainians defend themselves. The bombing still goes on. The rocket attacks still go on. The artillery attacks still go on. Putin hasn't backed off, even with all of these, with the sanctions that are going on. I think it's one of these things that would have been better if the world a month ago would have started hitting him with sanctions and said, let's go on. Now, part of this is from our stupidity and encouraging, if not, well, we didn't argue against, I guess you can encourage, the idea of Europe becoming dependent on Russia for power. And when I'm talking oil and natural gas, the Europeans now are in a tough spot because Putin, if he wants to, can turn off natural gas at any time. And it's 50% or more of the natural gas comes from Russia there. Now, on Monday, at 7 a.m. this Monday, we're going to have some Ukrainians on our show that have very strong feelings about this. They'll be on at 7 o'clock in the morning, a couple and then a lady. All of them from the Ukraine. When I was talking to the couple yesterday, they speak very good English, but when they talk to each other, it's in Ukrainian. It was kind of interesting. So they'll be here at 7 o'clock on Monday morning. So please tune in and hear from them and from what they have heard from their relatives and about their feelings on Ukraine and the Russians. We're going to take a break for the news and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As his troops continue slaughtering innocent civilians in Ukraine, bombing cities and towns to rubble, Vladimir Putin attends big flag-waving rally in a Moscow sports stadium, a rare public appearance for Putin since he started the war several weeks ago, the rally marking the 8th anniversary of Russia seizing the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. Something civilians in Ukraine's embattled cities have had to do over and over again in recent weeks, having to sweep up the shattered glass and other debris left by Russian bombs and missiles. 16-year-old Vlad Kirienko says the home of one of his best friends was hit.
The windows are broken. Their house is broken, and we don't know what to do.
The Ukrainian capital remains under siege. The BBC's James Waterhouse saying the Ukrainians continue offering fierce resistance.
Kyiv is a city, along with Mykolaiv to the south, where Russian forces are thought to be being frustrated by the Ukrainian defense. They're not being allowed to encircle the city like in other locations. But even in cities which are encircled, like Chernihiv to the north, Sumy to the northeast, and Kharkiv in the east, the Ukrainian forces tell us again and again that they are holding out.
President Biden discussing the war in a phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. China, one of Putin's closest allies. The administration has warned Beijing of unspecified consequences if it supports Putin's war on Ukraine. Smattering of economic reports this morning, including existing home sales. They tumbled 7.2% last month compared to January, according to the National Association of Realtors. Also, the index of leading economic indicators advanced 0.3% last month. Wall Street, the Dow is down 106 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
The Food and Drug Administration is mulling the possibility of yet another COVID shot for the already vaccinated.
Drug maker Moderna is requesting U.S. authorization for a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. Moderna submitted its request Thursday to the Food and Drug Administration. The request from Moderna is broader than the request that rival Pfizer submitted earlier this week. Pfizer's request was for a booster shot for all seniors. U.S. health officials currently recommend a primary series of two doses of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines and a booster dose months later. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Australia's government says the Great Barrier Reef is suffering widespread and severe coral bleaching due to high ocean temperatures 2 years after a mass bleaching event. The report issued by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Authority, which manages the world's largest coral reef ecosystem. Townhall.com. The feds are looking to force Amazon to reinstate a fired worker.
The employee was terminated from his New York City warehouse job after leading a protest in the early days of the pandemic calling for better COVID protections. The worker had gotten into a dispute with another worker while off the job during the protest, and the company later fired him for violating its vulgar language policy. Amazon's questioning the timing of the labor board's decision, noting the action comes just ahead of next week's vote by workers at the Staten Island facility on whether to form a union. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
PayPal says its users will now be able to send money to Ukrainians both in the war-ravaged country as well as those now refugees across Europe. Previously, people in Ukraine were only able to use the payments platform to send money out of the country.
They will now be able to receive funds as well as to make transfers within Ukraine and abroad. And once again on Wall Street, the Dow down 114. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday, the 18th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And the weather?
Currently 43 degrees. Today, partly sunny. Then tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers. High of 73, low 48. Tomorrow, showers, then mostly clear tomorrow night with a high of 59, a low of 38. On Sunday, a high of 68, a low of 44. It's going to be mostly sunny. Mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 79, a low of 54. Tuesday, we're getting warm, 87, sunny, low of 54. And Wednesday, 88.
Wow. It's going to get hot out there. Hey, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. The only difference in the propane is comes out of the same tank is customer service, and that's what Shasta Gas Propane has, is great customer service. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and so much more. Give them a call at 365-3793. And on the phone is Susan Eastman. Good morning from Stiefel Investments.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed after this week's Fed action of raising interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 110 points at 34,371. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 4,417. And the Nasdaq Composite is gaining 46 points at 13,661. Active stocks this morning, AMD up $1.74, trading at $113.42. Oxy Petroleum down 98 cents at $57.03. And NEO up $1.43, trading at $20.26 per share. Stocks of local interest, Verizon down 51 cents at $51.85. AT&T off 14 cents, trading at $23.06. PG&E down 4 pennies at $11.72. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.15%. For commodities, gold is down $4 an ounce at $1,941. Silver off 14 cents at $25.31 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $104 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, did I hear you say a petroleum company was down?
Yep.
How could that be?
The prices are up. The stock is trading down,
okay.
And oil is up over $100 a barrel.
It sure
is very
is.
Wacky.
I know.
And we hope we see some pricing at the pump that will give us some relief, but not yet.
Okay.
We shall see. Everyone have a great weekend.
Thank you, Susan. Susan's very busy in the morning. That's when all this stuff happens, and we sure appreciate her coming on and give us an update like that. She's with Stiefel Investments, of course. She is the First Vice President of Investments, located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. Now, one of my favorite events of the month is seeing if Cameron Middleton is going to be here. At what time does he walk in?
I had one of my... plenty of minutes to spare.
No, I
was way ahead of schedule.
You were 30 seconds. We were ending the news when you came in.
Like I said, way ahead of schedule.
It's okay as long as you're here, buddy.
Hey, if I had a siren on that vehicle, I'd be here on time every time. So,
well, this morning I woke up late, and Jared's standing order is if I'm not there at 6:45 to call me, just in case. Well, he got to call me today.
And at 6:55, go get him.
At 7 o'clock, be prepared to do the show. Today I did. I woke up at 5:30, you know, kind of like as usual. And I don't know why, but I just kind of like went back to sleep. So, of course, the day that I have to get down here quicker, and there's never, ever any traffic on in the morning when I drive. Today they had the 32nd annual road rally of the stupidly slow drivers. going down Placer Street and then past the post office.
Just saw him.
And I somehow got in the middle of it, and we drove stupidly slow. I mean, just stopping for no reason, and there's no place to pass. And they kind of like looking around. Should I pull in here or not? And I'm like, pull in. And they finally do. And I'm like, you know? Anyway. Okay. That's my rant for the day. Well, next to the city council. Next to the city council deciding not to help any businesses with the to help people. That not 1 cent went to a business in this town. Not one penny. I do not understand them. Except that one of them's retired, one of them has a business, one of them's worked for other people their entire lives, one has a big business in town, Aaron, and one it works for somebody else, works for a doctor. I don't understand their reasoning, and I'm going to ask you, because you're on the Planning Commission and you are tuned into so many things. They want to put it in parks and infrastructure and more police, even though we're at the level, highest level we've been at police. I'm not against police. But it seems to me they could have found $700,000 that they gave to the nonprofits for the businesses. What's your take on this? Give me another take on this.
I would have liked to see some relief go to the businesses. Absolutely. I mean, to see the struggles that so many businesses in town have had recently. It is extraordinary, especially those in the service industry. It's so hard to take a hit like that, like they have over the last 2 years, and to see that relief. It's very easy, and I've seen it for years, those at City Hall to really look internally rather than externally. And
yeah.
You see it, whether it's at a city council meeting, something at City Hall, sometimes to look outside those walls and look at the other 90,000 people that live here.
Who pay taxes.
Okay, what can we do on that end?
Yeah.
I think it's also hard because we see certain economic indicators going, gosh, we're seeing all this economic activity and all this money pouring in, and some businesses are doing phenomenally well.
They did better during COVID than they ever have in their lives.
Correct. Yeah. And so, and to assume sometimes that that's the case across the board, and if obviously, as we know, it isn't.
Right.
And so I think trying to target that, a mechanism was in place to be able to put that money towards those businesses. I certainly would have advocated for it as well. And I think certainly in terms of the infrastructure portion, some of that's important. The city has a very ambitious capital improvement plan over the next 5 years. They're required to publish that each year. And they have hundreds of millions of dollars, that in worth of work that they want to get done. Some needs to get done, throughout the city in various forms. And, you know, we're in a time right now where the city's general fund budget is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the thing I'm getting at. Plus the fact they just gave more raises to city employees, up to 40% for a couple of them. I can't imagine a 40% raise, to give to somebody. And, you know, whatever the reasoning is. And then, one of our listeners wrote, the city gives tax money to nonprofits that may or may not pay taxes even. But not to tax-paying local businesses. Nonprofit corporations are eligible for state and federal exemptions from payment of corporate income taxes. And I'm not just singling out the McConnell Foundation, but is McConnell Foundation? I never asked about their taxes. You know, do they pay? You know, maybe they do. Maybe there's a lot of taxes they do pay. But, and that's probably a bad one to use. But there's other nonprofits. But not to be able to at least match the money they give to the nonprofits to struggling businesses, and there are and as I said earlier, we're not going to apply for that. You know, we've surmounted the hump. Could we always use that extra money? Yeah, of course. We're a small business, and with the cost of gas and everything else that has gone up, that's cost everything, all my employees, everything. It would be nice, but to just totally ignore the taxpayers who vote for them to do, you know, to do this. I just don't understand their reasoning.
Yeah, I think that's part of it too. It's the optics. What does this look like in terms of not getting some relief to those businesses? I think the other part too is that you've got businesses out there that are having increased revenue but it's the expense side that's killing them.
Yeah.
And to see that all these costs of goods that are going up, again, the restaurants are the best example. I mean, you look at things we wouldn't even consider. Fryer oil, bread. I mean, some basic utensils, certain things.
Fertilizer. Fertilizer has, you know, I hate to use this term, exploded, but it has.
Yeah.
I mean, the cost of it, and you're saying, well, this is the city. Yes, but there are businesses in the city that use fertilizer that their cost just went up, and then transporting everything here has gone up. And yeah, they did, you know, they said, oh, well, we pushed money into those businesses to help with the, for saving energy, you know, for redoing your house. That's great. You know what? Local businesses. However, that's just one segment of the local business. It's not Tattaradini's. It's not Cleary's, which, by the way, is gone now. Is gone. It's never going to come back. And other businesses that you see close. So I look at one down here across the street, open 4 months later, gone.
Yeah.
4 or 6 months later, it was gone. Because of everything going on. I just find it, what's the term you use? They look inward instead of outward.
Yeah, and it's easy enough to do when that's your day-to-day job. That's what you're looking at. You're focusing on the internal budget at City Hall. It's a lot of times it's difficult for them to see outside and to really see sometimes what's going on. And there aren't needs at City Hall. And that do affect us. Again, the infrastructure one is tremendous. Absolutely.
I'm not saying all the money should have gone there, but at least make it sound like you're going
to
help.
There was enough in there to be able to do some things.
Yeah.
And so what we're seeing as well is a lot of these businesses, and it's, as you mentioned, it's that cost of transportation. And it's when you have a rapid shock. The other hard part for businesses right now is planning. You know, as a good business, you should be able to be planning years out in terms of revenue, in terms of expenses, everything else. We don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday economically around here. I mean, we really don't. I mean, again, I mean, just talking with Susan this morning when she was on.
Yeah.
What's going on with gas and oil and then stocks going up?
Okay.
What do you do?
We got to take a break here. I'm with Cameron Middleton of House of Realty, and he comes in. We're going to talk real estate too, but he's also on the Planning Commission. So which leads to other things about the City Council. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, another small business in town. I don't know what, you know, I they're still here. They've weathered it. I can't say enough about them and the type of people down there, Rebecca and Henry, who own Four Winds Jewelry. But they have still been able to provide great jewelry at very fair prices. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. You need your jewelry repaired. You need a watch repaired. You need batteries. All those things can happen at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Calling all country music fans. Come see up-and-coming country musician Mitchell Tenpenny perform live in concert Friday, April 1st, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
I've been sober. Yeah, this town's been telling me.
Tickets just $50 plus fee.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see country sensation Mitchell Tenpenny in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 1st. Find your moment at the river.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ugh, I can't believe it.
What?
There's a scratch on the car.
Where? I can't even see it.
That's the thing. I can see it.
Where?
It's right there.
Oh, if I had a microscope, maybe.
Well, I'm calling Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They have great prices, and they offer free estimates.
Free estimates?
Yes. Maybe I'll even change the color.
Okay, pink. I've always wanted a pink car.
It's just a scratch. I'll call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
It's almost April, and you know what that means. Cool April nights. Prepare yourself and your classic car for lots of show and shines, entertainment, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. This year's official events will take place April 22nd through May 1st. And be sure to check out their website at CoolAprilNights.com for this year's schedule of events and to register your cars. Mark your calendars for the big show on April 30th, which will feature over 2,000 classic cars. Cool April Nights is also celebrating its 31st anniversary as the largest classic car show in Northern California. So, now is the time to polish up that classic car. Dust off that leather jacket and jeans. And get ready for lots of show and shines, live music, and best of all, classic cars cruising around town all month. Tickets on sale soon at Napa Auto Parts.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to SAC this morning for a family thing. And you're saying, well, Carl, why aren't you going with her on a family thing? Because Carl's out tomorrow morning in the rain turkey hunting with his young man for the Jake turkey hunt. It starts tomorrow. Nice. And yesterday, I'm driving out to visit our horse. And there's turkeys stopping me in the road, and because there's so many of them. But they're there, and they're almost like, I mean, these are huge toms. They're fanning their feathers and like this, and they're teasing me.
Teasing, yeah.
They're teasing. And one of them had a sign that says, nyak, 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 nyak. You know, and I'm like, oh, God. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy was just on this week, and I can tell you, the Medicare Advantage, if you have not researched that, give Judy a call. It doesn't work up here, and people are joining it and finding out they've got huge payments they have to make. They've got a huge deductible. Learn more about that and other things. And as you heard Susan this morning, the stock market and all these things are going nutso out there. When's the last time you looked at your investments? How about your 401k? Well, Judy's going to give you a free review and analysis. Just give her a call at 221-0441. Stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's Maximum Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Cameron Middleton, one of my favorite people. I've known Cameron now. Well, you showed Linda our house in 2005.
Yeah.
And we love that house.
17 years.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a neat house.
It's a neat house.
And a neat neighborhood and a neat area.
Yeah. As long as we can keep it that way.
That's exactly right.
Right. Okay, and we were talking during the break about rentals, for the workforce. And,
yes.
And it's not good.
No, and I think there are many out here in town that are looking for various reasons and finding that the rental market we have here in Reading is tighter than the housing market. We've seen rents really explode. And the other tough part is that because there's so much competition often for a lot of these rentals, what you then get to is the competition and the number of applications that come in for a particular rental. If you have pets, sorry, you're right off the list. If you have too many vehicles, any kind of
too
credit
many kids,
issues, anything,
it becomes
very difficult. And, you know, in real estate, we are it is really a directive of the National Association and the California Association of Realtors and everybody in terms of non-discrimination and fair housing. But it really starts to get tougher to the rental market. You're just dealing with oftentimes a straight landlord if they don't have a property management company or somebody that they're going through. And so we're seeing a lot of people that have been trying to find a rental for well over a year and just keep getting beat out. They're not able to find one. They don't come in time. It's exceptionally difficult. And I think looking at
what do those people do? Do they just, I can't find a place to live here for a job, so I'm going to have to move?
It happens, yes. Yeah. And it's odd in Reading. We're seeing an influx and still have seen an influx of people from areas like the Bay Area and L.A., yet at the same time we're seeing a bit of an exodus of people from here to other places, whether it be Idaho, Texas, Washington, or Oregon, I mean, heading elsewhere. So we're seeing some people
There could be a couple reasons for that.
There are several reasons.
Yeah, but the housing market is part of it.
Yeah, and I think we are starting to see some change in the housing market. I mean, as Susan was bringing up today, some of the things going on with the markets. Rates are up. Rates have gone up. Rates are going to continue to go up. There's not much question of that. The benchmark on the 30-year Treasury today hit 4.5%.
Yeah.
So the days of getting these loans in the twos are at least over for right now, and at least for the near future. I think, what was it, when I left the house this morning, the 10-year Treasury was at a 2.15. So it's getting back up above that threshold, and that's a substantial increase, say, from even – gosh, what about 6-7 months ago? We were probably at 1.15 in August. So to see that now go up, meaning our rates were down around 3% for mortgage rate, now they're at 4.5. So that's a substantial increase. Now 4.5 is still a phenomenal rate.
Yeah, it is.
If my dad were here, he'd say, "Gosh, you know, back in the day, we couldn't remember. You know, never thought 4.5."
I remember 20%.
Yeah, which is just nuts. But our average home price. And with our friends over at Sprinkle Appraisals, they give a good report to us each month that really covers the Reading area, 960012 and 3 area zip codes. And, you know, average sale price is still up to 4.25. Now, they mentioned on the news a couple of segments ago that nationally home sales were down over 7% this a month, not the quarter.
Right.
And so, yeah, we are seeing a little bit of a sales decline. Our inventory here locally is now up a little bit above 400.
Well, it's been down into the twos at one point.
Low
threes, and so now it's up to four.
A little over four.
But
still
the cost, though, of those homes are probably higher than, is that right?
Yes. Or? So, and again, we're up around 425 for an average home in Reading, I mean, for an average sales price. That's astounding to a lot of us that is now our average sales price.
Isn't the average sale price, though, in California something like $800,000?
I don't think it's quite that high, but it's
seven, in the sevens.
Yeah,
at least.
Six,
I mean,
sevens.
Think about that. The average cost of a house
in
California, it's in $700,000 range.
And break down what, you know, you start looking at what that mortgage requires, and you're talking about several thousand dollars a month. And so, and it does start to make people wonder, okay, with inflation, with the cost of fuel, where we're all going to be, that if you've, you know, got a mortgage that is a very substantial mortgage and now your other costs are starting to shoot up as well, at what point here are you going to, are we going to overshoot and people are no longer going to be able to afford everything that they're,
well, you make
all
a,
of their monthly bills.
You make a budget. Right. And I mean, the lenders look at it real close and all this, but, and so, okay, I can pay $2,000 a month for everything, you know, my house payment, you know, my insurance and all this, but you're on a set income. And I'm not talking retired. I'm just talking about people could be working for anything. And then inflation hits at over 7%. So your buying power goes down that much. And then the price of gas, you know, which is part of that, but the price of gas going up the way it is, all of a sudden people that were making that $2,000 a month house payment, now it's getting tight on that. And then if you're trying to buy a new house, you know, how, like you said, we don't know what's happening next Tuesday.
Right. let alone next year.
Yeah.
Where are we going to be at? Where's the stock market going to be at? What are mortgage rates going to be at? What's inflation going to be? What's the interest rate on everything you do going to be? I mean, when the Fed raises their rate substantially, you know, boy, somebody goes out and wants to buy a vehicle. That's going to go up. Buy a home. That's going to go up. Credit card rates start to go up. A whole bunch of things start to go up. You also have a lot of companies that have been, you know, businesses that have debt. And those businesses have been paying on that debt, maybe refinancing, or they have various cash flow things they have to do. The cost for them to borrow that money is now going to go, is going to get more expensive. And I think, too, that's the part. You always watch the Federal Reserve and what they do. And it's, I think there's always, I've researched this and studied this over the years. I mean, going back since college, but the Fed oftentimes has a tendency to wait and react late and then overreact.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I think announcing, oh yeah, we're going to have 6 or 7 rate hikes this year. Here's our first and we've got more coming.
We got 5 more happening.
Okay, you're telling us right now that you've waited too long and you're reacting harshly. So I think they'll be cognizant of the progress that's being made. But in the course of the next year, if you're talking about 6 or 7 quarter point rate hikes, that's a point and a half, 2 points. That's real money. To
yeah,
real
that's
business.
$200-$300 a month just off the top there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we got to take a break here. I'm with Cameron Middleton, who is one of the stalwarts down at House of Realty, but he's also on the Planning Commission. And there's to be able to look into the future at all these, you know, plans that are happening, but also trying to look in the future at interest rates. As he just very concisely said, the Fed said we've got 5 more raises coming this year. Well, it's March, yeah. So they're going to have to, like, what, every other month or something or more?
Monthly, yeah.
Monthly, good. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. Of course, Ted is the one that started that Jake program here in Reading and has helped hundreds. Had hundreds of kids involved in this, won a national award from this, but he also built Northern Firearms Instruction starting about 12 years ago. And now it's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California by far. The companies have now hired Northern Firearms Instruction to teach in all the Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, Sportsman's Warehouses, and all the others like this too, from San Diego all the way up to the border. All of this Northern Firearms, but he has made his reputation on teaching people how to safely carry a concealed firearm. Whether it's a private class or it's a group class, you want to learn about shooting a shotgun, a precision rifle, tactical carbine, any of these. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
I took a stroll on the old one walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Steel Magnolias by Robert Harling. Directed by Aaron Hanley Stewart and Marla Frost O'Brien. March 11th through March 26th. Listen in as a tight-knit group of friends gossip at the beauty parlor. It's a story of friends as they encounter tragedy and good fortune, growing stronger and closer in the process. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Steel Magnolias, March 11th through March 26th at Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Friday, the 18th of March, 8:37 out there. It's 46 degrees. It's sunny now. It's going to start raining this evening, rain tomorrow, clear up on Sunday. Next week, it's going to be like 87 degrees. Oh, my gosh. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business out of Anderson. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across from Lucky Miller's, which is a fine little, you know, if you like barbecue and sandwiches like that and hamburgers, Lucky Miller's is a good place. But Cypress Square Barbershop is the place to get your haircut. I've been going there since I moved to Reading. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. 244-9478 is the phone number. You need to try it out if you haven't. Man's Last Stronghold. I'm here with Cameron Middleton, one of the members of Men's Last Stronghold. And are you still of House of Realty, but are you still a member of the Grindstone
Absolutely.
Cigar Aficionados Club?
Yes, I am.
Somebody, I was at some place, and he walked in, and I'm going, yeah. He goes, yeah, I just came from Grindstone.
Yeah, I don't make it as often as I'd like. It's a very fun group. Do have a very good time, and I get to enjoy a cigar on a Friday afternoon and kind of unwind from the from the rest of the day or the rest of the week.
You're a member of the Asphalt Cowboys too, right?
Yeah, and we're
you're ramping up.
Off season's over. We're getting ramped back up. We're getting ready for all the events. We've been talking about the golf tournament. We've been talking about the parade. The committee met on Wednesday night, and we are starting to select our Lone Stranger and Sidekick for the that may be coming up here in May. So, and I'm not at liberty to discuss that at all. I can withstand torture. I can pass a polygraph, whatever it takes. Even my wife tries very hard to find out for me who the lone stranger and sidekick are each year. And it's always pretty funny. She just, she never fails, thinks, okay, I'm going to get him this time. I'm going to get him to talk. And I come home from work and it's, oh, honey, how you doing? Hey, listen, I got dinner cooking hey, can I pour you a glass of wine? Oh yeah, thanks, hon. Wonderful. Here, let me put the chair up. Okay. So, hey, about the lone strangers this year, is anybody I know? Yeah. Well, who is it? I'm not going to tell you. Well,
it'd be difficult for Linda and I to be the lone stranger and their sidekick because we're on the show.
Yes,
where's
a problem.
Carl, where's Carl and Linda today? Oh, yeah.
There's a number of radio personnel that we have talked about over the years having them be the lone stranger. But again, immediately that morning, people are glued to the radio to hear the clues. And when they're not there, it is an automatic association. Well, why aren't they
there? Well, I would think that right away.
Oh, most of the members of the Asphalt Cowboys don't know who it is either. There's only a very small group of us. We don't tell our spouses. Well, we don't tell anybody. So even the guys there, because Asphalt Cowboys have been the lone stranger over the years at various times, they start looking around, going, okay, we're at the robbery. Who's not here? Is there anybody not here that's on the committee that should be here? But alibis are very important.
Where's Basinko?
Or whomever. But it really is a big deal. Yeah. Everybody goes through. They have to have an alibi. It's got to be airtight. We do a lot of different things to hide the identities. We can add some inches. We can subtract an inch or two off somebody's height.
Yeah.
We can conceal and add weight. We do a number of things to try and get those lone strangers looking and walking and acting differently than they normally do. I think one year we had, it was Bonnie Sharp came in and somebody immediately at the bank, even though she was full disguise, goes, that's Bonnie Sharp. So it's sometimes difficult, but we get them through, but they have alibis. We switch vehicles in the morning. We have drop off points. There's a lot of,
sounds like a drug deal going on here.
Yeah, it's more like one of those kidnappings you see in the spy movies where they go through. There's real trade craft involved to keeping that secret. So
okay, well that's coming up. Rodeo. Well, Cool April Nights first, of course.
Cool April Nights.
Boy,
and we'll be
that's
going to
be
breakfast.
Huge this year.
It's
huge this
be year. Very big.
And then the pancake breakfast.
Yes,
the Marines are coming in again. They
yes.
The Mounted Color Guard, they won't miss this. This is their one, if not their favorite place. It's in the top two.
Yeah, I talked to Gordon about that the other day, and he was talking about having the Marine Color Guard, which is just phenomenal. Especially, at the rodeo, it's one of my, if not my favorite part of the rodeo when they come out. I mean, it's tremendous. But no, the Rodeo Association's looking forward to a full rodeo this year. I think it's last year was phenomenal, but I think this year it's really going to take off. We're going to actually have our pancake breakfast in up a couple of blocks in the new area of downtown there.
Yeah,
what we're
right
working
down.
On.
Okay.
So we're working on doing that.
You mean right down here at the in the promenade?
We're talking
right here.
Yeah, we're talking
and
about
closing down Market Street. Right all the way to there?
At least a portion. We're still going over some of those details with the city and through the permit process.
Well, that's real easy for us when it does that. We'll just walk down the street, carry our stuff, and just set up that morning.
Well, that was it. I wanted you to only have to walk two blocks instead of four.
Okay.
I knew that was getting cumbersome, so it was the least. Actually, it's going to be one block instead of three.
Yeah.
I take that back.
Hear that, Jared? It's going to be easier on us. Okay. I'm going to take an early break. Well, he's on the phone right now, but I'm going to take an early break and come back, and we're going to finish up in our last segment. Carl Lindebott, this is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, so we probably will not be the lone stranger and his sidekick. We'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the Pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johansson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. This February 13th, we're offering 18 lucky table game winners $100 gift cards just for playing. The perfect score right before game day. Two hot seats every half hour. Just play with your River Club card and wait for your luck to hit. All the table games details are at WinRiver.com. Come and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at Bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
This year's Turtle Bay auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items while supporting Turtle Bay. Register free online, then view and bid on over 100 items. From getaways and romantic dinners to jewelry and more. Learn more about everything auction at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5. Just ended it. Just ended it? Okay. On Monday, we're going to have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect at 8, but at 7, we're going to have some Ukrainians on who have got very strong feelings about what's happening in their homeland. And so we're going to discuss with them their thoughts, what they've been hearing from their homeland, and we'll discuss that starting at 7:05 Monday morning. I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, right here in Reading, and we've been talking, we talked City Council for a little bit. You know, one of the things the City Council and then housing and the cost and how the Fed rates are going up, the cheap money is going to start getting squeezed. We still have great interest rates out there right now. I mean, 4%. I mean,
that's it. Historically, I mean, boy, we've gone from 3 to 4.5. Okay. That's a big increase, relatively speaking. long term, 4.5 is still extraordinarily low.
It is.
To see the number of houses go up to 411, I think we're at. Okay,
price,
that's a bit of an up, but again, that is still ridiculous. Nobody has seen that up until the last 2 years,
right?
To even be in the fours, let alone at that spot. So, yeah, it's kind of hard. Are we a little off the bottom? Sure, of some of those numbers, but they are still extraordinarily.
And we
low.
Still have a low supply of houses on the market.
We do.
Even though it's gone up a little bit,
and you know, we're talking about the rental market as well. And somebody here on the chat room really put in here, about having enough apartments in Reading. I'm not sure if we have enough, but we're certainly seeing an increase in building of apartments and hitting that lower income range of the affordable housing, which we need to have. But saying we need new senior living homes, small homes, small yards, walking trails, security entrance, medical dental, etc. I liked how they put on here maybe a small golf course. I like that. I don't score very well on the large golf courses. I do a lot better on the small golf courses, so I'd be fine for that. But no, it really, in terms of looking at that, it's, and we've talked about it before, it's that middle income where we're losing stock. The $300,000 to $350,000 house. Was that one yesterday? In the last 2 weeks, I've had 3 weeks. I've put in offers for clients on one house that got 11 offers, another one that got 16 offers. I had one last year.
They're over the asking price, many of these.
Almost,
right?
All over asking price.
Yeah.
So if you're not even going to be able to compete, you're going, okay, this is nuts. Now, what we're starting to see is that is a little bit of the pressure being removed from certain sectors, the higher end. So if you've got a house that's really torn up, you're not going to see as many people bid on it. But we are losing that central, that 1,400, 1,500 square foot house, three bedroom, one or two bath, that's, in the $300,000 range. We're losing those homes. We're not building any, and whether it's vacation rentals, putting it on the rental market, it's just getting dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
So some houses are falling apart. You get into that, and we're literally going negative in that range. And that's the other part that I wonder about, is the construction financing going to be able to keep up with these higher interest rates and the higher costs of materials? People forget that there were several major underlying fundamental problems with what happened in 05, 06, up to 08, when we had the credit crisis and the crash occurred. What the tipping point actually was Hurricane Katrina. And people forget that we had so many people were building houses. People that didn't know how to build a house were building houses. Oh, I'm going to spec this. I'm going to spec that. And it was the cost of materials and the availability of materials. And they started to then turn around and go to all the materials had to be rerouted to the Gulf. And that's when contractors could no longer make their construction loan
payments. That
was
a long time ago.
Long time ago, but we're seeing some of those same problems. Again, we don't have quite the fundamental underlying mm-hmm. credit crisis, but we are seeing some fundamental problems.
Well, yeah,
problems.
They're saying they order windows six, 7, 8 weeks in advance.
Yeah, obviously, up to 10.
Yeah.
So, well, it's tough, and at some point, there's got to be a breaking point to some of this.
Well, Zillow, somehow I got on Zillow's list, probably because I mentioned Zillow in front of my phone, and they send me every day, 10 homes we think you'll love. Wrong, wrong, wrong. However, I look at land, like from the Car Fire, and they put in there half a house, mostly cleaned up, some cars on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and look at, at people with bare land and then thinking about, just building something there. And, however, you're still in a fire area and and just trying to build a house nowadays. I mean, I have no idea. Well, you can tell me, I'm sure. How much does it cost per square foot to build a house?
So I wish I could have my cousin Robbie Middleton on right now and get his reaction, because people ask him that all the time.
Yeah.
It's a really wide factor. And now, number one, are you factoring in, do you already own the land? Do you already own, is the land already developed? Do you have utilities, curb, gutter, sidewalk, grading? Is that done? Are we talking about an improved lot?
Yeah, well, see, that would be one of the things I'd look at, because Linda and I talk about it, that you find a place that's already got all that stuff in there. And, you know, the house is burned down or for whatever, or it's a tear down, you know. Well,
then you've got your building fees.
Right.
Right. So figure 30 plus per for school fees, all your impact fees, everything else.
30,000.
Well over 30,000 in that range. And then you get into the quality of the home. You know, again, are we talking granite countertops or are we talking Formica? Are we talking, you know, to what degree? But you're well over $200 a square foot in most cases.
Okay.
So you really, and again, what we're seeing now too is our average sales price per square foot. And these, I think, are the crazy numbers. $241.
No.
January, February of 2022.
No.
Per is the average sales price per square foot. If it's a newer home, you're up to about 267. That's something in the last 10 years. And even a house that's 30 plus, and that's really what we use. If you're over 30, it was built before 92, for example, you're just in that category, still 230 a foot. So to purchase, so you start figuring in terms of building, is it more cost effective to build? And then here's the other part, and actually I had an article in the paper about this, I think, over the weekend. But the question is, okay, how much does it cost to build a house? Here's the problem. You don't know when you start building the house. So that's why some of these home builders are going, okay, they used to say, listen, we've got this model approved for lot 17. Here's the house. Here's the architectural plans. Here's everything. You can buy this house today for, say, $500,000, $400,000. Well, the problem is they don't know that. And then it's, hey, we're going to build it. We'll have it ready in 6 months. They're not doing that anymore. Because they can't quote a price today on a house that's completed in 6 months because they don't know how much it's going to cost to build that house. Lumber, wiring, Romex.
How about fuel PVC, cost to fuel bring all cost. This stuff in? Yeah.
All this stuff, right. You got to have the, I mean, you're talking heavy equipment, everything else. So they don't know. So they used to be able to pre-sell the home. Now they can't pre-sell that home and say, oh yeah, let's talk about your add-ons and everything else. You've got to now get to the very end. Almost finaled. At least have all your materials accounted for, everything done, you've paid your invoices, and there you are.
They could actually say, this house we have built for $400,000. Finished.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you that now because of just what's going on. So it could be $400,000. It could be $450,000. But meanwhile, okay, so you're trying to get a loan to build a house. How do you do that? I mean, okay, I own, you know, I'm going to buy this property and put this house on it. I need a loan for $500,000. Now, is a bank or a mortgage lender going to look at that with kind of like with raised eyebrows?
Yes.
Okay.
They are. And these guys are now, they got bit back in the 08, 09, and now they are on some of these things being far more cautious, certainly than they used to. Back in those days, they'd give a mortgage to anybody with a heartbeat and some people without one. And now they are more stringent. They're also asking for, you know, more money down. They're asking for smaller loan to value. There are things that they're really trying to look at and reduce the risk because I think they are a little scared. The other issue we're running into right now is with appraisals. There are some of these houses where people are pricing them sky high and somebody comes in and overshoots by $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, doesn't matter. But then the question is it going to appraise? The other one too is the investment activity. And that's always something that we try and look at is how much of that investment activity is coming in. There's a bill that was introduced in the assembly here in California that says we are going to try and tax if you're basically a house flipper. So if you've only owned a house as an investment for under 3 years, we're going to take 25% of your profit that you make on that house.
I think I'd keep it 3 years and 1 day.
It's actually, it's California, 25% at 3 years, then it's 20 at 4, 15 at 5, goes all the way to 7.
Of course it does.
7 years out. So there are exemptions for if it's your actual owner-occupied, et cetera, but they're basically going to try and make it hard for an investor to come in with cash and do it. It again, it's one of those, seems like, all right, got the first time home buyer trying to buy a house, they're getting outbid in a cash offer from an investor. We want to get that investor out of the way so this person can get the house. They don't look at the unintended consequences here.
Jeez.
So it's
You know what? We have Cameron Middleton with us. I could just listen for another hour, Cameron. I may have to do 2 hour shows with you. And we haven't even talked about the Planning Commission, which you're a member of. And I may have to bring you back, and maybe you can bring somebody else with you, and we talk the Planning Commission one day.
Yeah, next month we are at least planning on having a meeting regarding the general plan. Okay. And that update.
Well, that would be good to find out about that.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on with the river.
Yes.
It's just been silent.
It's on hold until a state housing department gets back to...
Oh, yeah, get on back the surplus land thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Give our best to your dad.
Will do.
And House of Realty, the oldest and most respected real estate firm in Reading. So, and remember, Monday... we're going to have Ukrainians on who've got a lot of strong opinions about what's happening in their homeland. That'll be at 7 o'clock.